The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Mark Striegel checking in with you today. John Astronomy is not here. Another absent episode for Astronomy. We hope to have him back soon, obviously. All right, let me see what we got going on here. CC Banana. You guys remember CC Banana. He was actually pretty recently he was on an episode. I think we're on episode 378 today. He was on episode 370. And, excuse me. That was rude. So sorry. Just ate some lunch here. Fresh squeezed OJ. Ooh, nice salad and some squash soup. But anyways, back to CC Banana. Yeah, CC Banana is obviously played by a real guy. And for the first time really ever, he's always been careful about revealing who he is and who's the man behind the banana, if you will. But it's a guy named AJ. He's a real guy. He's obviously a good guy. And he's done a lot, you know, with the CC Banana character. The the Mall Stanley character. He's put out numerous records, the Vinnie Vincent tribute album and the All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks album. If you want to hear a song he actually does, you should go listen to episode 370. I think we play some music from his. Maybe not. I can't remember. But anyways, I think we do play some music from that. Anyways, we've played music off the All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks numerous times here on the Talking Metal Podcast. So anyways, cut to the chase here. The guy needs your help. CC Banana, Mall Stanley, AJ, whatever you want to call him. He needs your help. He's going through some major, major personal shit the last half year, maybe even year. I'm not sure how long it's been going on. But the dude is about to become homeless. We all need to band together. I already saw some of you guys like Marzeri from the Talking Metal Forums jumped over to the link that I posted in the Talking Metal Forums to help AJ out. And I'd really, really appreciate it if you guys could all go give him whatever you can afford to give him. He will take, you know, whether that's $100 or whether that's 100 cents, you know, a dollar. He needs your help. He's about to become homeless. He's about to lose the family house where he has lived all his life, and he needs some help. Let's face it. It's a tough time. The economy has taken a turn for the worse. And living in North Jersey, I got to tell you, it's just one of the cost of living around here is through the roof. This guy's a hardworking guy. He does a lot of great stuff, Well, he's done a lot of great stuff for Talking Metal. He's done great stuff on Metal Sludge. He's appeared on numerous different stations from Sci-Fi to Fuse to VH1 Classic. You name it, this guy's been all over the dial. Recently saw him on the Dr. Oz show. We got to band together and help this guy. So go to talkingmetal.com. I will have a link up where you can go and make a donation. He's also got some cool auctions going on. And let's just all come together and try our best to help CC Banana. Yeah, maybe I'll go a little more personal on this episode. We just talked about CeCe Banana's personal problems. It's been a rough couple of years for Talking Metal, and I know John and I are both hopeful that things, you know, rebound and get back to where they were, you know, pre-Fuse show, after the Fuse show. We had some great, exciting years, and I mean, a big part of it that is taken away from it, I'll be the first to admit it, is the fact I've had two kids, which, believe me, are so more important to me than anything else in my life, including Talking Metal. But, you know, the responsibility of having two little babies, three and a 18-month-old, have three-year-old and an 18-month-old, have really definitely taken away from what I can put into this. I'm also receiving less. This used to be a real joint effort between me and John Astronomy. Honestly, John would be the first to tell you, it's no longer that way. I feel like I'm doing, it just keeps getting more and more. I feel like I'm doing 90% of the work here. John has helped out with this pilot that we're doing another TV pilot, as some of you know, and he has helped out a little bit with that, trying to book some guests. But, you know, and he's brought, through the years, John has been the guy, I think, who has brought in the bigger name guests to Talking Metal. and this is, you know, I'm hopeful that he can come around again. But, you know, we don't make money doing this. We have a little bit here and there in the past, but we're not making money doing this. And John needs to make money, and he has three jobs. He's Ace Frehley's personal assistant. He works at Gibson Guitars, and he's a photo guy, not even digital photo guy. I don't even know what his position is at Nickelodeon, which, of course, is part of MTV Networks, that whole family. So, I'm bummed that we aren't doing more. This pilot, you know, has been a whole can of worms. We are scheduling this jam session that we're going to shoot this weekend, and Frank Ferrer had to cancel because of the Guns N' Roses tour. And I'm just working on this podcast for a few minutes. Is that right? Frank Ferrer was going to be a part of this jam, and he had to cancel because the Guns N' Roses tour was extended. we were told that Stu Block, who's with Iced Earth, and we've actually had on the show before when he was with Into Eternity, was going to be a part of the jam. Of course, he canceled for really not very good reasons, in my opinion. Russell Allen from Adrenaline Mob and Symphony X was going to be jamming with us this Saturday. He's canceled. And we're shelling out, John and I are shelling out money to make this thing happen this Saturday. So we were going to maybe postpone it or scrap the whole thing. We may still do that, but there's too many people I feel like we've hired to record it, to shoot it, that I think we're just going to try our best to maybe pull some of our friends, true friends, together, like guys like Dan Lorenzo and Ron Lipnicki from Overkill, and still make this jam happen for our new TV pilot, which actually may turn in. I may actually try to do a full series of like five or six shows, but it's tough. Again, just hemorrhaging money on Talking Metal and this new pilot and stuff. So having said that, please do what you can to support what we do. Some of you have been so awesome. You've bought t-shirts, which you have done on talkingmetal.com in the store section. You can donate to my PayPal account, which is on the talkingmetal.com website. It's also on markstriegel.net. We'll put an Amazon link up in the show notes. If you're about to buy something on Amazon, instead of going to amazon.com, go to talkingmetal.com first. Go to today's show notes for episode 378. Use that link to take you over to Amazon. You make the same purchase you would have made otherwise. There's no markup going through our site or anything like that, but we do get a kickback, a couple percentage points off of whatever you spend. So if you're making a massive purchase on Amazon, you're going to buy a new TV or something for $1,000, wow. If you'd use the links on talkingmetal.com, that would totally help us out. And for people with absolutely zero money or resources to help us out, this is the easiest thing to do. Go to talkingmetal.com. We have two streams up there, Stream A and Stream B. It's kind of a long story, but I actually Would prefer you listen to Stream B because I won't even get into it. But anyways, either one of those streams you listen to, we now have commercials up on our streaming radio stations there. It measures how many people listen to the commercials, and we get kickbacks on that. We're talking pennies, literally. But the more people who do it, the more people who listen to the commercials on the Live 365 streams, which, again, are linked through TalkingMetal.com. You'll see the players right there on the left, right-hand side of the screen. They're also on my blog, MarkStriegel.net, and we have MarkStriegelRadio.com, which I may be getting rid of that site, but for the time being, it's up there, at least until Apple completely gets rid of mobile me. Not sure I really need three sites with those players. Maybe it's better, less confusing to have one, that being TalkingMetal.com. I guess for a while, I was thinking I was going to try to branch out a little more from Talking Metal and from John, for that matter, since he's just so busy with other things. But it doesn't seem like that really took off, just A, with my excitement level, or B, with you guys embracing it, which is totally fine. Talking Metal, I guess, is where it's at. So, again, recap. Buy a t-shirt on the store section on TalkingMetal.com. Listen to those Live 365 streams. Just listen to them. Leave them on while you're at work. Listen to the commercials. Listen to all the great music we play. Donate to the PayPal or use the Amazon link to link on over to Amazon and make your purchases. Real quick bits of news. Christopher Ahmet has left Arch Enemy. I recently interviewed him and his brother Michael. It's up on our YouTube page, Talking Metal. No, what is it? YouTube.com/Talking Metal. It was also a podcast audio episode, which the audio episode of that interview was in full. The YouTube one is edited pretty heavily, actually. So, too bad Christopher Ahmet leaving Arch Enemy, one of my favorite melodic death metal, extreme metal bands. Jerry Gaskill of King's X suffered a heart attack, from what I'm told, what I heard on the Eddie Trunk show yesterday. It was a serious heart attack, so too bad for that, and we wish him well and hope for a speedy recovery. Ronnie Montrose died. Was never like a crazy Montrose fan, but I got into them because, A, it was the band that Sammy Hagar used to be in. One of my first concerts was Sammy Hagar before he joined Van Halen, and I had been into a lot of his solo records. I think it was the Voice Over America tour I saw that Crocus opened, the Chicago Pavilion. Anyways, I went back being a Hagar fan and got into Montrose, and the other thing that kind of steered me towards discovering Montrose, which was definitely a band before my era, was, of course, Iron Maiden covered I've Got the Fire on one of their B-sides with Deano. I think they eventually redid it also with Bruce on vocals, but I may be wrong about that. I need to check that. But great band, great player. Really like the first, I believe it's the first two Montrose records. Was it Paper Money and Rock Candy? Or I don't even know the names, but I like those early Montrose records. And we will note that the Scorpions have a new record out. Why, I'm not exactly sure. It's called Scorpions Come Black. And it's really, they've re-recorded like some of their biggest songs, like No One Like You, The Zoo, Rock You Like a Hurricane, Blackout, etc., etc. And it's kind of stupid, man. It's just like, why did they re-record these versions? They don't sound radically different. Actually, some of them sound strikingly, incredibly similar to the originals. And my guess is they have re-recorded these songs because songs like Rock You Like a Hurricane end up in commercials in movies and stuff. And my guess is they probably don't own some of the sound recording rights to these or wanted to do something to bring these recording masters into their domain so they can sell them directly to advertisers and movies. If you remember that movie, The Wrestler, which was a great movie with Mickey Rourke, like the Rat song that was in there, I can't remember which ones they were. I think it was like Wanted Man and maybe Lack of Communication or something. Those were not even Rat. Those were like re-recorded by Stephen Piercy with like George Lynch or somebody on guitar. And I'm sure he was able to just sell them to the movie company without having to jump through as many hoops as he would using the original recordings, which may not even be owned by him or any of the members of Rat. So that's why a lot of these guys will re-record their songs and make them sound almost like the original. Of course, they never are as good as the original, and that's a whole nother subject. We hate it. Us fans of 80s metal, when any of these bands mess with their masterpieces from back in that day, Megadeth is a real sour point for me, what they've done with their early material, re-recording it, remixing it, just not as good anymore. It's not as heavy. It's you know, it lost some of that cheesy reverb and some of maybe the cheese that people like Dave Mustaine thinks was bad, or maybe even sloppy playing, but that's the stuff that made it good. You know, cheese isn't bad. Any heavy metal fan knows that. Any fan of 80s metal knows that cheese is not bad, and that does not just apply to metal. That applies to all styles of music, to movies. I mean, hell, Cannonball Run, one of the greatest movies ever made, is just total cheese, and some people don't get it, but it's fun. You have fun watching it. It doesn't have to be this heavy experience. When I say heavy, I mean emotionally heavy, but heavy could apply also to the production value. So anyways, I in general hate when these bands do stuff like the Scorpions have done on the Scorpions' Come Black record. It's just pointless and dumb and usually financially driven. Anyways, this is the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane, off Scorpions' Come Black record, released 2011. I just got it in the mail a couple weeks ago, but I guess, who knows when it came out. I'm guessing the end of 2011. So here it is, Rock You Like a Hurricane, the 2011 version by the Scorpions. Guys, take care. Go help out CC Banana.
what it is.